The sky was clear. The water was very calm. We went farther and farther. Then the captain called to me. He pointed. Following the boat was a flock of birds, diving into the water, fighting over fish, stealing fish from each other, very noisy. He said those were shearwaters. I watched. I couldn't believe those were the birds I'd been dreaming of. They followed us a long way. I felt sad all the way back to land. I got off the boat and walked down the pier. I came to that wooden marching band. I stopped and looked. There was a trumpet, trombone, clarinet, and drum. Birds don't live alone, I told myself. They live in flocks. Like people. People are always in a group. Like that little wooden band. And whenever there's a group, there's fighting. If the people in a group get along, maybe they make good music instead of arguing. Like Willie Colon's band. But usually not. That's how life is. I stared at that marching band. Then I got in the car and drove home. That was last year. In summer, I got this job driving the street sweeper. 2 o'clock in the morning until 10. Very peaceful during the night. Then the sun comes up. The traffic starts. Everyone's in a hurry. Cars honk and go around me. All that will start in an hour. I'm ready for it. I always bring a tape player. I'll put on some music. Willie Colon's band.
So Flacco had a pretty interesting experience when he drove to the Gulf. First, he saw a flock of shearwaters and discovered that their life is nothing like he imagined it. Guess what? The shearwaters are really noisy and fight all the time. Then he saw the wooden marching band, and it helped him understand something. Flacco realized that both people and birds are like the marching band, always in groups. Sometimes they make good music together, and sometimes there is no harmony, but they are not meant to live alone. I'm pretty sure that that wooden marching band Flacco saw was one of Brent's whirligigs. And this whirligig definitely turned out to be pretty important to Flacco. It helped him decide to drive home to his family. Let's read the next chapter. It starts on page 63.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 3 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 63.